Since the planet was no prize, the routine way to get rid of this bug base would be for the Navy to stand off at a safe distance and render this ugly spheroid uninhabitable by man or bug. But the CNC had other ideas. The operation was a raid. It sounds incredible to call a battle involving hundreds of ships and thousands of casualties a raid, especially as in the meantime, the Navy and a lot of other cap troopers were keeping things stirred up many light years into bug space in order to divert them from reinforcing Planet P. But the CNC was not wasting men. This giant raid could determine who won the war, whether next year or 30 years hence. We needed to learn more about bug psychology. Must we wipe out every bug in the galaxy, or was it possible to trounce them and impose a peace? We did not know. We understood them as little as we understand termites. To learn their psychology, we had to communicate with them, learn their motivations, find out why they fought, and under what conditions they would stop. For these, the Psychological Warfare Corps needed prisoners. Workers are easy to capture, but a bug worker is hardly more than animate machinery. Warriors can be captured by burning off enough limbs to make them helpless, but they are almost as stupid without a director as workers. From such prisoners, our own professor types had learned important matters, the development of that oily gas that killed them, but not us, came from analyzing the biochemistries of workers and warriors. And we had had other new weapons from such research, even in the short time I had been a cap trooper. But to discover why bugs fight, we needed to study members of their brain cast. Also, we hoped to exchange prisoners. So far, we had never taken a brain bug alive. We had either cleaned out colonies from the surface, as on Sheol, or, as had too often been the case, raiders had gone down their holes and not come back. A lot of brave men had been lost this way. Still more had been lost through retrieval failure. Sometimes a team on the ground had its ship or ships knocked out of the sky. What happens to such a team? Possibly it dies to the last man. More probably, it fights until power and ammo are gone. Then survivors are captured as easily as so many beetles on their backs. From our co-belligerents, the Skinnies, we knew that many missing troopers were alive as prisoners. Thousands, we hoped. Hundreds, we were sure. Intelligence believed that prisoners were always taken to Klandathu. The bugs are as curious about us as we are about them. A race of individuals able to build cities, starships, armies, maybe even more mysterious to a hive entity than a hive entity is to us. As may be, we wanted those prisoners back.